Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you Me'eretz HaKedesh is daf Lamed Gimel. We got up to the two dots, about one third of the way down on the daf, and we're holding on the words Mipnei Tikkun Olam. So remember that we learned in the Mishnah that it used to be if somebody wanted to be Mevatel, the Shlichut of a get. So what he would do, he would gather together a Beit Din, and he would be Mevatel, the get. And then, as we said yesterday, it wasn't really a bitul of the get, even though it's phrased that way, which he cannot do, but he can be mevatel the shlichut. And then came along Rabbi Gamliel and made a takana, mipnei tikkun olam. Now, it's not clear what the tikkun olam is. So what does that mean, Esther Gemara? My mipnei tikkun olam. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, mipnei takanat mamzerim. We do not want to have a situation in which we end up with a world teeming of Jewish mamzerim. And that's what's going to happen if we allow this kind of thing to happen. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, that's not the problem. We're not going to have mamzerim, but what we will have is a bunch of women who are going to be unable to get married because they're not going to have their gittim. So it's Bnei Takanat Agunot. This is Loshon of Agunot that we had before, as Tosis points out. A woman who cannot get married because of the fact that she's choshesh for her get, or that she remains an Eish Ish without being cared for, is the same as an Aguna. So it's a Loshon similar to the concept of Agunot. It doesn't literally mean Agunot, where she doesn't know whether her husband's dead or alive. So let's explain it. Rabbi Yochanan says the problem is we're going to have mamzerim. Why is that? Well, the question was, when you say that you used to do it in front of Beis Din, we had a machlokas yesterday. What does that mean? Does it mean in front of two people, or does it mean in front of three people? Remember? That is the crucial issue over here, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that when it said once upon a time, before the takon of Rabbi Gamliel, so they would be mevatelet in front of two people. Now, problem is, two people is not enough to generate a kol that will allow everybody to ultimately hear about it. This is nogei the dinim of Lashon Hara as well. If the three people knew about something and your intent is not to spread anything and so on, so three people may be a heter for saying over something, but two people knowing about something is not considered to be a thing that people know. So over here, since it's not going to be well known, she probably won't hear about it. So, v'hilo shama, what if she doesn't hear? If she doesn't hear, and then she goes and gets married, so if she has children, they're going to be mamzer? V'lo yada, so she won't know about this. V'yazo mintzava, she's going to go and get married. V'yika mamzerim. And so, because that is the tikkun olam, not to have mamzerim, says Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel was mitakein, that no, you can't do that. You can only do it if she knows about it, or you could do it directly to the shliach, so the shliach won't deliver the get. Reish Lakish says, no, that's not a problem. The problem is that we don't want women to be living without an ability to get a get. So it's Rebbe Takanat Agunot. So what is he? He holds like Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes, we saw yesterday, holds that before the Takanat of Rebbe Gamliel, the way that they would be mevatel a get was in front of three people. So if it's in front of three people, so then that means itlu kala. So everybody is going to know about it, and she'll find out. And therefore, she will not get married. And therefore, there will not be mamzerim. But she won't get married. That's exactly the point. So because of that, betlata itlu kala, shama'a, v'yada'a. So she's going to know that the shlichut is no shlichut. And she's going to end up never getting married, v'lo mintzava. And therefore, although we don't have to worry about mamzerim, we do have to worry about takanat agunot. That is a problem. And therefore, I say the tikkun olam is a tikkun for women to be able to marry. So many nice names on the screen. You know, it makes you wonder if there's really people left in the world. Well, 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 looky, looky. I'm really in luck. The very names that I've been saying to myself all Shabbos, I wonder how X is, how Y is. Yeah. Yeah. Big phonies. They think I'm kidding around. I saw the Rebbe, Mr. Gavi. You better set your Rebbe straight. I had actually mentioned his name yesterday, together with his Gabbai's name. Oh, yes. And he makes fun of me. And he's cynical. No wonder he's not here this morning. Better take care of him. Okay. So thank you. Thank you very much for coming back. And especially Akiva. I think it was Gavi who needed it. I have. You should move your picture up next to Gavi. Zoom's not doing a good job. Okay, so we've got now a big machlokes. Are we talking about a takana because of agunot, or are we talking about a takana because of mamzer? So now, there's another question. The other question is, what if you went ahead and you disregard Rabbi Gamliel's takana? You know, you're not interested in his takana. You're interested in being mevatel the get. So you go ahead and you mevatel the get anyway. Somebody, but you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so I'm not allowed to do that. So therefore what? So therefore I should give a get to my wife when I don't want to be a megarisher? Get out of here. So he's mevatel it anyway, right? Because he wasn't able to get to the wife. He wasn't able to get to the shliach. What's the din? So turn her up on him. Bitlo. In the event that he was mevatel the get, then it is mevutal. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, no, absolutely not. Eino yachol, lo levatlo. You certainly can't be mevatel. And even if you just want to add something, right? Let's say you want to add to the get an additional tanai and deliver the get only with those tanayim and so on, right? You cannot do that either, because that also may mislead in the same exact way, and it's part of the takana of Rabbi Gamliel. So you're going to say, okay, but a takana, it's a takana, but that doesn't mean that if you did it, it's not going to work. No, it does mean that, because Imkain, if you're going to claim that a guy can simply walk all over the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, so what's the point of a takana? Imkain makar beidin yafeh. I understand. Rabbi Gamliel is the best in Agadol. He makes a takana for all of Yisrael. And you're going to say, yeah, okay, but so what? What do you mean, but so what? So then we're being mevato the koyach of Bezdin overall? And therefore, part of the takana itself is that it also was mevato the get. And that's part of what the Bezdin went set out to do. Unbelievable. But how can you be mevato the get? I don't understand. If it's a kosher get, midiraita, so how could the Rabbanan say, no, now we're canceling the get? You can't cancel a get, can you? Miika mini de midiraita batul gita wa. Midiraita, it's not a get. And because of this ingenious word that you've got, imkein makar bezdin yofa, yeah, so therefore you're going to say that they take over the Torah and now they can do whatever they want against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? The Torah says a good get. They can't say it's not a good get. I mean, it's not a good get. They can say it is a good get. So because of that, they're going to be Sharina and Eshet Ish Le'alma. They're going to allow a woman who is an Eshet Ish. They're going to say, we do hereby dub thee fish. We dub thee not an Eshet Ish. How does that work? Says the Gemara, it does work. Of course it works. Because, look, called a Mekadesh, Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. Isn't that true? The Rabbanan, basically, every time somebody makes Kiddushin, so it says, Hareyat Mekadeshet Li, Kedat Moshe V'Yisrael. What does that mean, Kedat Moshe V'Yisrael, anyway? Just say Hareyat Mekadeshet Li, because the point is that there's no meaning to the idea of Kiddushin unless it's something that is a defined state in Klal Yisrael. That's what makes it Kadesh, and that's the Gedat Moshe means Aliba the Torah and the way that the Torah develops, and therefore the way that the Chachamim understand the Torah. That's all interrelated. So when a person makes that statement, he's saying that my condition is based on that. And therefore, the Rabbanan in this case say that, well, we don't recognize your condition. I'm going to reveal the Rashi. What does that mean? We don't recognize your condition. I mean, I understand if it's talking about a situation where the guy gave her a ring, let's say, right? So there's a din of hefker bez din hefker. Okay, so if let's say the Rabbana want to be mitakein, that beautiful ring that he gave you, it's a lovely gift. No, it wasn't a gift. It's a gift. We were mafkir. We gave it to her as a gift. Okay, fine. So then there never was kedushin. I understand. You can do that. But what about if they actually had intercourse? I mean, I understand, what are they going to say? We do hereby dub the non-intercourse. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, it can be a gift, but it's still what it is, right? So how in the world can they be mevatel that? Kodesh bevia ma'ikel ameimar. Answers Rav Ashi, you're missing the point. The point over here is not that they need a mechanism in terms of how they're going to recognize the Kiddushin. It's the recognition, I'm saying, that makes it Kiddushin. If the Rabbanan say, we do not recognize your intercourse as having been for Kiddushin, because as far as we're concerned, you guys are just sleeping together and we do not give you any type of sanction. So that we're turning your bia into a bia znus, okay? So we're the ones who are going to tell you whether this is a sanctioned relationship or not. And we're telling you we're not sanctioning the relationship. I'm talking about something that doesn't need a mechanism other than the etzem akora of the Rabbanan. I'm not saying because I have hefker bez than hefker. I'm saying that ultimately any kedushin is fundamentally based on a concept of kedushin. And if we take away that concept of kedushin that you yourself said, I only want to marry you on the basis of Kedat Moshe of Yisrael. I mean, what do you think I'm doing? I'm going to church, you get me to the church on time and the bells are ringing? I mean, this is what I mean by Kiddushin. So therefore, if the Rabbanan do not recognize this Kiddushin, so then it isn't Kiddushin. Lemafreya, how? And we just canceled your Kiddushin. Now, the obvious problem with this is that, remember we had the whole takana about getting and why we put a date in the get, right? So we put a date in the get, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because maybe he's got this nice little once upon a time sweet niece who turns out not to be as sweet as he thought. And she's been sleeping around with him. You know, he married her. Now it turns out his sister's daughter, you know, oh my God, they catch her and now they're going to kill her. And we say, okay, so maybe he'll give her a get so that she'll without a date and she'll claim, ah, see, I have a get. And so therefore we were metakein that there needs to be a date on the get. Yeah. But now there's an easy way to save this, the niece. Because all he has to do is send her a get, right? With a shliach. Then he goes and he cancels the get. And then the Rabbanan took away the original marriage. So now she never was married. So now she actually didn't commit adultery. Ha ha! Look at that. I got a better one for you, Tanis Tosfos. How about if we've got a mamzer? Now, he doesn't like the fact that he's got a mamzer, right? So it's very easy to undo the mamzerut. All he does is he retroactively gets his marriage canceled. How do you do that? Send her a get, cancel the get, the Rabbanan then cancel your marriage. There never was a mamzer. Pow! Magic, the mamzer is now not a mamzer and can happily go ahead and get married. So how could Rabbi Gamliel provide this type of mechanism which runs a counter to the whole idea of what we've been trying to ensure doesn't happen, right? Wonderful question. Now, the truth is there's no real answer to this question. The only answer to the question that Tosfos has is that the Rabbanan specifically, in the event that somebody is doing it for this purpose, they never made the takana to undo the marriage. So we'll have to, I mean, it's a very clumsy kind of thing, right? Okay, we're making a takana when it's for a takana. When it's being used for a non-takana, we're not making the takana. So in the event that this person is not actually trying to be Megarish's wife, so then we will not make this takana. Okay? Fascinating. What would be if the husband doesn't know about this trick? Right. So now this happens very often. You've got a kid in the yeshiva. He comes from a non-religious background. Turns out that his mother had been married previously. She had a civil get. He's a mamzer. A disaster. So what are you going to do? So now the question is among the paiskim, what if the husband sends a get? He has no idea that this is a trick to undo his marriage retroactively. And somebody comes, talks the husband into sending a get. You know, she really needs a Jewish get. What is a Jewish get? He explains Jewish get. Fine. Okay, fine. It's 20 years later, you understand. Okay. So now somebody explains to him, you got to send her a get. Okay. So he sends her a get. Then you tell the guy, for some whatever reason, no, you better cancel that get, you know. We'll send a different one. He has no idea that it's being done for that purpose. So then, does this mean to say that the takana is a din in the Baal? I mean, but Pasha is a din in the Baal. If the Baal is doing it not for purposes that are illicit, to cover for his niece or to get rid of his mamzer, so it should still be kosher. So Enochinami, according to many, it really is still kosher. Okay? It's fascinating to know, right? All right. Anyway, let's go on now. There's another fascinating issue that actually relates to the problem that we have here. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's say a guy says to 10 people, and I remember we had this question before. If you say to 10 different people that you should go and be kitvugat liishti, so what's the din? It depends. If you said kulchem, then we know that you can only give the get if everyone signs. And the Rabbana made a takana, everybody has to sign together. Because they don't sign together, let's say 5 out of the 10 people sign, and then the woman finds the get, she thinks it was a kosher get, somebody sends it to her, she doesn't know that it's not, that it needed 10 people. So a lot of mistakes have come out of this thing. Okay, so we said before, we make a takana, one is not allowed to sign unless all are present, right? We don't do it bit by bit, send it to different people at different times. Now, what if you didn't say kulchem? If you didn't say kulchem, so then any one writes and any two signs, right? Or becomes the nisim, the mesira, whatever it is. So then what's the halacha legabe cancellation? So in the Brayta it says like this, the guy would be able, according to Rebbe, to be mevatel the get by canceling the shlichut of some of them, one of them, without telling all of the others. So says Rebbe. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can't do that. So now, it sounds like the same question, right? Because if you tell one of these 10 guys that I don't want to send this get anymore, the other people are not going to know about it, and they're going to still go. Since you didn't say kulchem, they don't all have to be present, right? So if you didn't say kulchem, so then look, they're going to go, and we have the same problem that we had before, right? So it would appear. So, but my kamiflagan, what exactly is the machlokas here between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? I'll tell you. The question over here is a different question entirely. The question is, in the event that I actually cancel partially the Eidus, does that mean that everyone that I said should be an aid is also, I'm mevatel the whole thing because it's an, all of it was the same Eidus. So then that would mean that automatically I'm really canceling all of them. Or does it mean, no, I'm canceling the guy that I canceled. I'm not canceling anybody else. Now that would make a big difference. Because let's think about a situation where you cancel one of them. Okay, so you cancel one of them, but the other ones are still good. So if the other ones will go write the get and deliver the get, is anything bad going to happen? No, because they had a right to. Because if you had Eidus, Shabbat Mitzasa, Lo Batla Kula, so the remainders can indeed give her the get, and they would cause no problems of Mamzeris at all. If, however, you hold that the others, if they don't know about it, and they end up giving her the get, are doing the wrong thing because the Neder Shabbat L'Mitzvah about the Kula. So then we're going to have a problem. Well, that's the Machlokas. They're arguing about exactly this point, about Eidur Shabbat L'Mitzvah Bat L'Kula. That's the Machlokas. Rebbe holds Eidur Shabbat L'Mitzvah Lo Bat L'Kula. So therefore Rebbe says, so what's wrong? So what'd you do wrong? So you canceled this particular one. You told him, I don't want you to be involved in this. Okay, fine. So he won't be involved in it. And then the others, if they go, so if the others go, write the get and give it to her, they won't be doing anything wrong and no bad will come of it, other than she'll have her divorce or she'll have her divorce. Masha Inkein, Rabbi Shimon. So if others that he didn't tell not to, now you'll notice that Zoom Gavi has sneaked up putting Akiva right next to you, so you finally at last, it's amazing this thing, you finally at last I think you know, I mean, it's easy for you to get more Akiva. Why don't you just give him the whole thing? Yeah. You can always pick up another one. Gavi, I've got some for you. So therefore, if anything happens, then fine. Let them go ahead and give her the get. What's going to be so bad? Mashenke and Rib Shimon Gamliel holds, Eder Shebatla Mikzata Batlakula. By saying to one of them, you're not involved in this any longer, the whole thing is kaput. Now, the other people, the other nine people or whatever, they don't know about that. They never heard that he canceled this friend of theirs. They're going to go. They're going to deliver the get. She's going to go get married, and we're back where we were. So, Sharo Eshet Ish Le'alma. So, therefore, according to this, it's the same takana. And this now is incorporated in the original takana of Rebbe Gamliel. So the machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is about whether this is shayach to the original takana or not. Or, I mean, that's one approach. I could say like this, Ibait. If you want to, I could say like this. Ema, say it like this. Kule yalmeid shabbat lamiktsasa lo bat lakula. And in fact, there's no problem over here of Rebbe Gamliel. The others that go and deliver the get, fine. Nothing's wrong. So what's the problem? No. Reb Shimon Gamliel wasn't talking about in terms of doing something wrong and now saying, well, since you did it wrong. No. He was talking about whether you, in fact, are even empowered to do it. A completely different machlokas. If you authorize something in the presence of 10 people, the deauthorization, does it have to be with that same level of seriousness as the original authorization was? Like, so, okay, you call 10 people together, you give them this authorization to write a get for your wife, right? You want to deauthorize that. It's not casual. You're going to only deauthorize it in the presence of 10 people. The same way. As a matter of fact, according to Moshe Rishonim, the same 10 people. And therefore, the idea over here is not that he's saying, in Kain Bakar Bezid Yafa. That's not the point. He's saying that's not called a deauthorization. So, anything that you actually validated in front of 10 people, if you want to invalidate it, you would need 10 people to cancel it. And since over here all of them were there when you told them, the only way that you can do it, not because we're afraid of a kilko, but the only way that you can do it is if you actually cancel it in front of 10 people. Okay, that's in the event that you did not say kulchem, right? But what about if you did say kulchem? Now, if you said kulchem, remember that the din is all 10 need to be present in order to sign and deliver the get. And you cannot make that get without all 10 at the same time. So now, in that case, would Reb Shimon ben Gamliel also say that the husband can't cancel? I mean, again, if the reasoning of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is like we said, in one of the possibilities, Mishum de Kasavar, Eide Shabbat, Miktsasabat Lakula, then there's no problem over here, right? Because over here, when you say Kulchem, there is no way that they could possibly end up doing anything wrong. Because anyway, they cannot deliver this get unless all 10 people are present. And if all 10 people are present, then obviously they know that he canceled. So in this particular case, there would be no issue with Rabbi Gamliel's takana. Because over here, Hani kivid amar lo kulchem, since he said beferish, you all need to be there, so lo matzukat v'yave. The remaining people would not be able to deliver the get on their own anyway, so what bad can come of it? They're only going to wait till all 10 get together, and then they'll know that this is canceled. But maybe the real reason of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was the second approach that we took. Namely, that you cannot cancel something that you had originally done in front of the 10 people unless you have 10 people. Well, if that's the reason, and if time in Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, kol milta demitabda be'api be'asora, tzrichi be'asora le'mishrafa, so then, over here, it's exactly the same. Afilu kulchem nami. The problem, remember, was not the question of whether some bad can come of it. The question is whether I'm legally empowered to do that. Well, what's the difference if you say kulchem or not? It has nothing to do with whether you're legally empowered. So if I said kulchem, so Okay? I still need to have them all there in order to cancel it. So it turns out there's a big difference to halacha in understanding Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, depending on which one of the approaches we're taking to his pshat. Well, we should be able to bring a raya from this brisa. Listen to this. Toshma, you say to two people, Tenu get lishti. Now look, let's get one thing clear. If you said to two people, so then anyway, it's the same as kulchem. If you have 10 people, you say kulchem, then kulchem adds something, because you need to have all 10 people, right? But if you say to two people, that's your minimum anyway. And the halakha is if they're both supposed to be edim, then they're both supposed to be edim together, as we're going to see. So then, essentially, this braita is talking about the equivalent of kulchem. Without kulchem, this boils down to the same thing. Okay, so you say to two people, Tenu get leishti. Rebbe says, well, there's no problem. You can be mavatal, one of them, and even though the other one isn't there. So you yochel mavatal zel shelo bifnei zeh, no problem. So says Rebbe. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, you still can't do it. Now, why? Because remember, Hashnayim is the equivalent of kulchem. So Hashnayim techi kulchem dami. And yet we see that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is still arguing, and he's claiming that you cannot take away one of their reshus to be the aid to deliver the get without the other one there. So obviously this proves that the reason is, like we said, that you need to have the same number of people there as were there when you made them aid him. So it has nothing to do with the takana. And therefore, should be true about kulchem. There you go. I solved it. Omer Ravashi, you didn't solve it. You think you solved it because you made an assumption that was not warranted. If the din over here would have been talking about a case where the Baal had been, he made a shlichut to actually write the get, then I, Taina Reb Shimon Gamliel, would agree that you could be mavato one, and even though the other one isn't there. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the case of Eidei Holacha. We're talking about where does it say over here he told them to write the get? He said, give the get, right? So he gave them the get. They were just asked to be the shluchim. Now, in that case, of course, there could be something going wrong over here, which is exactly the same as the original takana of Reb Gamliel. Because he's mevatel only one of them, and the other one doesn't know that he was mevatel. And since we're not talking about Eidos, we'd have to be in the presence of the other one. So he sees an opportunity. Oh, I just heard his wife is coming to town. Great. He takes the get and he runs and he brings it to her, not knowing that the husband was mevatel the shlichut by talking to the other shliach. So that's why Reb Shimon Gamliel says over here, he can't do it. Not because it's a raya that he would have said the same thing by kulchem, but simply because we're not talking about Eidos. We're talking about shluchei halacha. By the way, I don't think I'm just trying to get out of the problem, okay? Ochinami mistavra makes a great deal of sense. That's exactly what we're talking about, because if you finish the braita, you'll see that that's what we're talking about. Read the end of the braita. Diktani seifa. Omar leze bifnei atzmo veleze bifnei atzmo. Suppose you had made two separate shluchiyot. First, you have a friend of yours. You say, listen, do me a favor. I'm putting this get, depositing it with so-and-so. If you hear my wife comes to town, will you please make sure that you take the get and deliver it to him, right? And then 3 days later, he finds another friend of his, and he says, listen, in case you hear about the get, please pick up the get and to give it to my wife. They have no idea, two completely separate shlichuyot. It was the zebifnei atzmo or the zebifnei atzmo. Now it says over there that in that case, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that you are able to be mevato one and not in front of the other one. Now, if we're talking about holacha, not ktiva. So, okay, then that makes sense, because I understand that you could tell one guy separately and another guy separately, because one shliach for holacha has nothing to do with any other shliach for holacha. And it says over there that Reb Shimon Gamliel says there's no problem. Fine. But if you're going to tell me that we're talking about the ktiva, which is the way you thought we were talking about over here, how can you tell somebody, okay, I want you to sign on this get, and then 3 days later find somebody else and say, I want you to sign on this get? I thought the din is that Eidim are not mitstarfim. Omar Mar, Ene Dutan Mitzarev, and Shishu Shleim Keacha. They both have to be there to witness or to sign together. And therefore, he would have to do it in front of both of them. He can't do it separately. The Braita is saying he does do it separately. So am I right or am I right? Obviously, we're not talking about Ksiva. We're talking about that he appoints them to be Molech Leget. Fine, so Molech Leget, what's the problem? If he appointed two separate Shulchim at two different times and he was Mavata one of them, then what's wrong with the other one delivering it anyway? Okay, I mean, look, you know, it sure looks that way, but it's not 100% proof. Because the question of whether Edim have to sign together is actually machlokes. Maybe it goes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Sfirale. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds that if two witnesses see the event separately, they can still be mitzarev. And if that's the case, maybe that's what it's referring to over here. So the Braita could be talking about a case where he asked two people to sign and it was Shelo Bifneza. So I understand that. Obviously, I can't prove that it's not a good proof, but I'm just saying, you know, you never know. If it's going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, your answer may be right. I'm just saying you can't prove it. Okay, so then we don't really know which is correct. Is the din of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel because of his fear of Kilko, and it's because he holds that if the other ones would go and give it, that it would be batel? Or no, it's because he holds that you simply don't have the legal right to cancel something when you had made it in front of more the people that you're canceling it in front of. You made 10 people, then the only way to undo an authorization is in front of 10 people. So those are two very different approaches, as we saw, and they're going to have different implications, lahalacha, legabi kulchem. So now, can we actually work it out, right? So the question would be, if you have, and we end up now with two completely different sets of machlokas in here, right? We have our original machlokas, Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's a machlokas about whether we say ma koach bezdin yofe. Okay. Then we have a completely different machlokas, which is the machlokas about the question of whether you made 10 people shluchim and you're able to be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh, which revolves around possibly totally different issues, such as Eda Shabbat La Mikzah Shabbat La Kula, or such as Tzorech HaTzor La Mishlefa. So we have two different machlokas in over here. And the question would be, what would be the halacha about these two different machlokas in of Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? So I'm Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda. You know, I heard Piske Halachas, and I'm so sorry, but I got confused. I heard from Reb Abba clear-cut psak on this. One of them, he said, was like Rebbe. One of them, he said, was like Reb Shimon. Darn it, I forgot which one was which. Ay, ay, ay. So, Shamit Minei de Reb Abba Tarte, Chodek Rebbe, Chodek Reb Shimon Gamliel, and I don't remember. Lo Yadana Haik Rebbe, Vaik Reb Shimon Gamliel, because these two things are not really related. I'm Reb Yosef, so as is often the case, Reb Yosef comes along in this situation, and he says, well, we can see this for ourselves. He always says that, even though he can't see. So he makes a big point of saying, you guys never know anything, and I know how to see it, so we'll see it by ourselves. And he'll say, I'm not. Let's work it out, okay? Because Dichyata Rav Dimi came to Bavel, and he said, I was there. There was a Maisa where Rebbe had paskened Aliba de Chachamim. What was he talking about over there? So here's another issue that has to do with Makar Bezdin Yafa. So what happened over here was that a court was going to collect a debt. And in order to do that, so you have to estimate the value in Bezdin. What is the property worth? And according to that, Shuma of the Bezdin will sell the property and will pay off according to what we could sell it for. Now, it turned out that the Shuma was off. So the Shuma, either they had measured it at being 1/6 more than its value, 1/6 less than its value, which is the shear normally of Eino, and even though Eino not Bekakos and so on. But over here, the question is, can a Bezdin make a mistake, which is the equivalent of Eino, or not? Or do we cancel the whole thing? So what happened once is that Rebbe Paskin like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say that in the event that a Bezdin makes an error of a shtus or more, that we cancel the Shuma of the Beis Din. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says over there his standard taina, and he says, you can't cancel a Beis Din's Shuma, because even if they make a mistake, im kein ma koach Beis Din yofet. Same idea. Okay, so Rebbe went ahead, and he paskened like the Chachamim, that we will actually go ahead and cancel the Shuma of the Beis Din and redo the whole thing, right? Then Rebbe Parta, who was the son of Rebbe Elazar ben Parta, he was the grandson of, he was a ben-beno of Rebbe Parta HaGadol. I mean, if anybody would know how to parta this up, it should certainly be him, so he should parse it properly, right? And he said that, Rebbe, im kein ma koach Beis Din yofet, how can you cancel this Shuma of Beis Din, ma koach Beis Din yofet? And Rebbe said, oh, you're right. So v'chazar Rebbe, v'asik Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So then that means that Rebbe himself changed his mind, okay? So what are you asking now? Do we paskin like Rebbe against Reb Shimon ben Gamliel when even Rebbe doesn't paskin like Rebbe against Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? There you go. So that means that we can absolutely determine that when your Rebbe told you, Reb Abba told Reb Shimon bar Yehuda, when he told you that halacha was like Rebbe, it couldn't have been in this machlokas because Rebbe agrees in the end to makor Beis Din Yofet. So okay, so then that must mean that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that we're talking about here, and that's what he said is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And since this question of koyach Beis Din Yofet is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, so then the other question about whether you need to be in the presence of all of the shluchim, and that he was paskening Rebbe. Great. So now I figured it out. And the truth is that even Rabbi Yoshia de Ben Usha, he also said that one of this is going like Rebbe, and one of them is going like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And I'll show you that it's got to be true, because the Amar Rabba Bar Brachana, we were five Dayanim, Gdolei Teira, we were all sitting in the Beis Din over there in front of Rabbi Yoshia de Ben Usha, and a guy walks in to the Beis Din, and he was forced to give a get. So his wife had sued him for a get or whatever. He was married to a woman who wasn't suitable for him, whatever. We don't know what the case was. But the Beis Din had forced him to give a get. And Ashkele Git Al Korche. Now what happened was that Rabbi Yoshia said to us, since you were the ones who are here, I'm asking you to write the get, but hide. Hide. Yes. Find a hiding place. Because if you don't find a hiding place, the guy may find you and then he'll be mevatel the get that he agreed to write, right? And he'll say, no, I don't want you to write the get. Okay, so go hide. And then he can't find you. So he won't be able to be mevatel the get. And then you write the get. Now, if you think that Rabbi Yoshia would agree with Rebbe that im bitlo batal, what good is it to hide? The guy may call three people together, right? And he'll say, I do hereby mevatel to get that no good Nick Rabbi Yoshia made me write, and I do not authorize anybody to write that get, okay? So then, if he holds like Rebbe, it's not going to do any good to hide out. He must hold that even if the guy would have done that, he tries to be mevatel to get, it would not have worked. Okay, now, let's think about the other question, right? The other question is, if you make shluchim, 10 shluchim, do you have to be mevatel in front of all of the shluchim? Ha! The same case will prove to you what he holds about that. This is ingenious. From one case, I figured out that he paskins in one like Rebbe and in one like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Because look, if he was paskining, this is exactly that case. We were five people. Okay, so five people that are now told to hide out because that way he can't be mevatel the get. But wait a minute. If he holds like Rebbe that you can be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh, if he holds like Shimon Gamliel, you can't be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh, why does he have to tell them to hide out? He should say, okay, you guys, write the get and scatter. So if he scatters, they scatter, he's never going to be able to get them all together, right? So they don't have to, I don't want to go hiding out, for God's sake, I got to go shopping tonight. So instead, why do you have to help her go hide out if all they needed to do was scatter in order to be able to get it done? It's fine. It's the same thing. And then you would have achieved the same issue. So lama lo itmure, why hide? Why not just say scatter? So he should have said libadri ibdure. So it must be that in that he holds that scattering wouldn't have helped, because if the guy would have found one of them, he could have been mevata. Aha. So then that means that shmamina, one thing he's going, I'll leave it to Rebbe, and in one thing he's going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Absolutely brilliant. From one case, I can tell you exactly what the halacha was. Rava Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman paskins like Rebbe in both of these, that im bitlo batal, and if he went ahead and he was mevatal, some, even though he had originally given 10 people, he mevatal in front of even one of the people. Paskin like Rebbe in both. What? You're telling me that Rav Nachman basically does not agree to the concept of makach besdin yafeh? Well, I happen to know that Rav Nachman is a strong believer in makach besdin yafeh. I mean, this is Rav Nachman, after all. Who is the one that would be most makach besdin yafeh? I'll prove it to you. Let's say Rav Nachman makach besdin yafeh. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Shmuel. Yitomim shebo lachalok b'nechsei avim. So let's talk about children who are underage, and their father dies, and now we have to split the estate. Well, I mean, they're not old enough to know what's good for them to have the das to be able to actually split the estate properly. So what do we do? So what the court does is it appoints separate apotropism for each one of the children. Then those apotropism fight it out, each one of them for his beneficiary. And that way, you have adults fighting it out in such a way that in the end, we can assume that the final split is actually done properly. So, Bezim, Abidim, Lamba, Petropas. Now, what happens when the kids grow up? Higdilu, Yecholim, Limchot. Shmuel said Reb Nachman, that if they all disagree with the choice of their apotropism, then they can undo the original. Everyone wants more, or one of them wants more, they can be molcha. So, but I myself, says Reb Nachman, that I hold that's not true. Higdilu, einam yecholim limchot, im kein makor bezdin yafeh. Now, this is Reb Nachman himself, who a minute ago, you said, claimed that we're going to paskin like Rebbe in both of these things, and that a person, if he's mevatel a get, could be mevatel a get. And here's Reb Nachman himself. You can't undo, if the Bezdin created apotropism, you can't go and complain that you don't like the apotropism. That's ridiculous. So the makor Bezdin yafeh. So he's contradicting himself. Not at all, says the Gemara. Not at all. Obviously, when it comes to the inyan of something that has to do with the very momentous, right? Over there, of course we're not going to imkein makor Bezdin yafeh, because hefker Bezdin hefker. And if Bezdin says, this is the way we're splitting the field, then this is the way we're splitting the field. You can't come in taina against the Bezdin. But from there to say that Bezdin was mevatel, the Kedushin, lemafreya, that's crazy, said Reb Nachman. We never would have done such a thing as afka'at Kedusha based on makar Bezdin Yofa. I mean, obviously, those are two completely different situations.